Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello, my friends. Welcome into the Eric Saint Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. You can head over to their website if you're looking for an ATV, side-by-side, UTV. You know, something to kick it around in the snow. Maybe a snowmobile, maybe a motorcycle, e-bike, scooter. Zero-turn radius lawnmower. Yamaha golf cart. Did I say Yamaha golf cart? I don't remember. Well, anyway, they are on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan, and they sponsor the studio. And I will be with them at the Grand Rapids Camper and RV and Motorhome Show. That begins on January 16th. That's a Thursday. Runs till Sunday the 19th. I'm not sure what day I will be there, probably Saturday or Sunday, maybe Friday. I don't know. But, yeah, I am up. It's definitely not going to be Friday because I got a Griffins game. I got something going on every day that week, so I guess it's going to have to be when I have a Griffins game, probably during the afternoon on one of those days. But, nevertheless, back to the scene of the crime, as I indicated yesterday, where boy, it really backfired on me in buying that motorhome. I was very content with the motorhome that I had at that time. It was, you know, paid for, zero debt. Old, but good. Tip-top shape. Yeah, come on, Eric, check this out. And I did, and next thing you know, I'm buying a damn motorhome. Don't actually get to take it out of the out onto the road until spring, and right away problems with my Thor motor coach, THOR Thor. No matter what you do ever, if you ever buy any piece of camping equipment, if it says Thor on it, do not buy it. Avoid, avoid, avoid. What name brands does Thor Motor Coach make in addition to their Thor products? They also own Tiffin Motorhomes, Integra, and Jayco. But I don't think that you have the same level of craftsmanship. The Tiffins are top of the line. And I've heard nothing about that. I've heard nothing but good things about Integra and Jayco. And who knows? Maybe Thor is actually good, and I just got a lemon. But holy fuck, what a disaster. I even went so far as to, when I was talking with people that work for that company during all of my months of heartache from owning that pile of shit that I still own, I had some people say, hey, this is off the record. We suck. What? Yeah, ever since the pandemic, we laid everybody off. Then we brought everybody, we brought people back. And it wasn't the same. It's not the same. We don't have the same type of quality. I'm like, are you kidding me? And you're aware of, if you're aware of this lady who I'm dealing with along the phone call tree thing, certainly the people above you have to know that they are delivering shit products. Nick's right. He says, this is why I do 30 hours of YouTube research before a major purchase. One Google of that brand, there is nothing but complaints and lawsuits over warranty. Boy, you know, so that this is on me. You're absolutely right. This is my fucking fault. But to kind of like make me not feel so bad, I was dealing with a trusted person who I've known for a long, long time. So at that point, when I trust someone, I'm going to assume that they're not going to fuck my ass. Well, no, my ass was definitely fucked. David says it might not be who made it, but when it was made. Nick says no salesman should be trusted. Well, that's not true at all. I'm a salesman. I can be trusted. I am trusted. Quit acting like you know shit, okay? Kenny says you should probably trust whoever fucks your ass, though. Ask Amanda. Oh, yeah. Kenny dropping the hammer early. Tomorrow is the 6-year fireversary of your old pal EZ from WBBL. Let's get into the long and the short of that moment. I like to retell that story from time to time, actually at about this time every year. Ben and I had been told, and the whole staff of the radio station at Cumulus Grand Rapids, that something big is coming. And we're going to have a meeting on Friday, January 4th, 2019, to break it all down. And Ben and I are like, boy, what do you think it could be? What do you think? Well, I'll bet you that they're going to take one of these signals and maybe the one that we're on, 107.3, and make it a rock station. And we'll be like the flame-throwing morning show out from under the rock of shitty sports talk programming. And we will take the reins. And we're like, yeah, that's what's going to happen. We're convinced of it. Now, looking at this scenario through the lens of today, I'm shocked that we didn't think it through. We even had verbal proof that we were about to get fired. Because Tony Gates walked into his studio and closed the door on LAV. And they never closed the door. So that told me they were talking about us. So I went into my studio and hit what's known as the auxiliary button. And no one knew this at the time. I've told this story before. When you hit the auxiliary button and then just turn this little knob to whatever studio, whatever is being said off of the air, you can hear what's going on in the room as clear as, like, I'm talking to you right now. So I'm like, okay. Well, he was closing the door to gossip with Michelle about Ben and I getting fired. And he's saying, like, ultra-specific things about it. And I'm like, well, that can't possibly be true. How would he know that? But he did know that, and he was speaking the truth, but I totally fucking ignored it. I went, yeah, whatever. What does he know? Ben and I are going to be stars here forever. Fast forward to that Friday, the big day. It's EZ, Ben Glaze, and Sam Mills. The multi-talented Sam Mills. She was sitting in with us. We're having a good old time. I don't feel well at 7 a.m. I go and puke. I never puke. Something's the matter. I come walking back into the studio. I go, Ben, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling well. Some comic comes into the studio from Dr. Grin's just before 8 o'clock. Right at about that time, I get sick again. and I throw up again in the bathroom. And I go, I got to go. You guys finish this show. Ben, when they switch the format of BBL and tell us that we are the new Hot Rockin' Morning Show on whatever radio station they're going to call it, I want you to call me. Keep me informed. Yeah, man, no problem. I texted Lori Bennett, the program director at the time. She's no longer there. Thank God. Everybody hated her. And I texted because she's like, if you do anything, you have to text me. If you use the bathroom, you have to text me. She's one of those crazy bitch control freaks. I text her. I go, hey, I got to go home. I'm sick. She does not respond. She always responds. This time she does not respond. That's because she knows what's going to happen right when the show's over at 9. I'm going to get fired. So I don't get a response from her. I leave the building, drive home. When I get home, this is, like I said, 2019. At the time, Jim and Aubrey and the grandkids were living with us. And I remember it thinking to myself, oh, when I walk in, they're going to think I got fired. I better tell them right away that I just don't feel well. How prophetic. I do that, and I lay down, and I remember I was growing a beard at the time. It was one of the very few times I've ever grown a beard. It looked like shit. And the phone is under my pillow, and I'm exhausted. I feel terrible, and it starts vibrating. Hi, how's it going? Yeah? Yeah, okay. All right, thank you. Pooh Bear. Aram writes, how could that be true? The station is probably planning to syndicate our morning show with sports interruptions every 5 minutes. Yeah, they made us do like, so it was such a bad fit, but they wanted to get me on the air when I got fired in 2016 from Free Beer. So they fired Michael Gray, brought me in to this sports station. I'm not talking sports. And then right away, they started getting all sorts of shit. They took away one of my hours and let Dan Patrick start on time instead of letting me. That was, you know. Prior to that, I had the incident with Kyle 6 days in, whistleblower. Reaches out to me and says, yeah, you realize you're doing the show with a convicted felon? Like, what? So everything, nothing worked out from the start there. It was just doomed. Somehow we managed to hang around for 2 years and 9 months. Then Cartwright is like, oh, yeah, okay, I want you to add a sports update. Top of the hour, bottom of the hour, breakdown sports. Time passes. I'm at home. The phone starts vibrating. I finally get up the nerve to look at it. I'm like, what the fuck? God, I really don't want to open up this text message now that says, hey, EZ, we're now heard on 50 stations by Cumulus. And it's Sam Mills. And she said, everybody's getting fired and they're looking for you to fire you next. And I'm like, what? Holy shit. There's also a voicemail. It's from the guy who is the boss there. It's some fucking weirdo named Bruce. I remember they brought this weirdo in, and he's a pal of Tony Gates. And I guess he ran the station into the ground for several years after I left. Everybody hated him. I remember when they brought that guy on. And I sat down to introduce myself, and I go, so tell me about you. What do you do? He goes, well, I am known as a station fixer. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, Radio Free Iceland. And I go, ha, ha. I thought he was kidding. But no, there was some radio station in Iceland that this guy, I guess, turned around. Like, what a thing to hang your hat on. Oh, yeah, This shitty station in Iceland was a pile of shit until I showed up and fixed it. He was pals with Gates. So Gates, that's how Gates had the inside info. Tony Gates. So then I checked my voicemail, and there's a voicemail from this guy, Bruce, from the Iceland radio station, now my boss. Hey, EZ, this is Bruce and Crystal. We got to have a talk. Can you call us back? And I go, oh, God, I'm getting fired. I call him back. Hey, EZ, we know you're sick. Sorry that you're not feeling well. But you got to come back into the radio station. I go, I am not coming back into the radio station. Just take care of this now. Say what you have to say. Okay, we're letting you go. There's been a format change, and you are not included in our plans. So we're letting you go. I go, all right, thanks. And I actually was getting up to actually go puke. The last bit of the phone call, I'm in front of the toilet going, thanks, bye. That was it. Kenny says, sorry, you're sick. You can come back in so we can terminate your employment with us. Or can you come in? Thanks. Yoda World, you have to drive in so we can humiliate and fire you. It's no fun otherwise. So at the time, Ben, who's here, this was like 3 months after Ben and I had our little knockdown drag-out tiff. So we had put that to bed, and that was the end of that. So I talked to Ben, and I think Ben had to do comedy that night with that midget guy. I forgot his name. It doesn't matter. Some comic showed up and was doing a show at Back Alley Comedy Club, Big Dick Donnie's place. So Ben did stand up that night, and I was all proud of him. That was, yes, Ben says, I did. I opened for Brad Williams. That was his second time doing comedy, he says. Yeah, that day unfolded that way. After I left the radio station, various people started sticking their heads into rooms and saying, hey, can we have a talk? And Ben got it. Marcus Bradman got it. Lily. I got it. And I think that was it. Since then, Lori Bennett's gone. That Bruce guy is gone. Pretty much the only people who remain there are Rachel, who's awesome, Michelle McCormick, Travis Gibbs, and a kind of Jackie Green. Jackie voice tracks LAV, and I think she might voice track Hot FM. Kim St. James might still do a shift or two there. And I think that's it. I don't think anyone else is there. I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do. I remember not panicking. I panicked a hell of a lot more when I got fired from Greg and Chris. That was a full-on panic. That's when I developed anxiety. All of that drama opened the door to that. But I didn't feel too bad about it, even though I had nothing. The only thing I had done was in October when Ben and I got in that fight, was built the Patreon, which basically means you just go in, open an account, you make your settings, what you think you're going to do, a lot of busy work. And I had also established a spot to post my podcast on another platform different than the one I use now. I had my website that was dark. And then I turned it on, I guess, and then had it so I could, like, sell my T-shirts and shit. And I did not know what the extent of podcasting was going to be. And I for sure as hell did not think that this was a regular thing. I remember I was contemplating becoming an RV salesperson. That's what I was thinking. That's the how I was going to, like, make ends meet, and also, like, podcast, but I didn't know to what extent. And then when I started podcasting 2 days later, that would be January 6th, is podcastversary. You got fireversary January 4th, and then 2 days later is podcastversary. So Monday is my six-year podcastversary. And I was in this room on a Sunday with a cell phone and a microphone 2 days after I got fired. And I did it, and it was horrible. Episode number one. And from there, I did, like, a couple more shows, and I did, like, a Patreon show or two. And it was kind of, it was pretty exciting, frankly. And I still get excited anytime I can speak in any type of setting like this. Even if it's to, you know, three dozen people on a live stream, I still like it. The idea hit me about a week later. I go, well, just do it every day. See if you can do it every day. And that seemed impossible. And I go, well, you're going to have to. And then, so I started, and I think some of those early podcasts went like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You know, and every time I get done, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Oh, my God, it's like terrible. And but the Patreon had a ton of people right away. I think there was like 330 people that signed up right away, which that amounted to a large enough influx of cash that it bought me time. I'm looking for time, enough time to start to explore getting actual sponsors on the show. The very first ones were Back Alley Comedy Club, Rick from TC Paintball, A&E Heating and Cooling, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. All people that are still with me now. So that's just, I'm very, very proud of that. That they, except for Back Alley. Back Alley went belly up. But then I'm like, okay, well, like, let's just keep it going as much as it can go. Let's just keep doing this, and then that's it. There's no secret sauce or anything. It's just don't fucking stop podcasting. That's what you got to do. Tyler says EZ was very close to peddling fraud RVs, fraud buses, like the one he bought last year. That's true. But then I said, you know, I'm just going to do this and see how, if it'll work. And I guess it is. I mean, I'm still doing it. This is still my job. Aram says the Freeburn Hot Wings situation was way more traumatizing. Those guys were easy supposed brothers. Yeah, that doesn't bother me so much now. But at the time, it was a bad feeling. That they had drawn that line in the sand and said, you know, we're done with you. We're done protecting you. And it's like, well, it isn't like I told somebody to suck my dick or called somebody the in F rhymes with bag or said the N-word, for God's sake. I don't think I've told this yet on the podcast. I may have. It just happened. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did tell it. There were a couple times. This is during the Russ Hines era of the podcast or of the radio show. Russ was the general manager of the radio station, and he had no intention. Whenever I got in any type of shit with a sponsor, he wasn't too keen on helping me get through it. And he never really was good at it because he's kind of a pussy. But one of the people that got pissed off at me was John Flickema from Van Andel and Flickema. Can you, if you're in the audience and this rings a bell, like from maybe 2 weeks ago, please let me know if I told this story because I don't remember. You know how it is with me. I don't remember shit. So John Flickema is a very well-to-do businessman. And he had this car dealership that he has since sold, and it's still known as Van Andel and Flickema. And I don't think the Van Andel is related to the Van Andels. It might be. I have no fucking idea. But John, David says he doesn't recall this story. Maybe I didn't tell it. John has an accent. It's a classic, it's an intense Michigan accent. And the word car to John is cur. Get yourself a cur today at Van Andel and Flickema. You'll go far in a new cur from Van Andel and Flickema. I'm John Flickema, and I approve this message. So it's hilarious. And a lot of the times, the commercials play, and the last commercial will play, and then we're talking. 97.9 GRD, you know, Greg's talking. Well, the last commercial was this guy. Come to Van Andel and Flickema and get yourself a car today. I'm John Flickema and I'm hearing this message. And then the commercial ends and Greg starts talking and I'm going, car, get yourself a car. So I'm mocking the guy, which is funny. And, the audience, I had I always would stick my finger in the eye of the sponsors because it's funny. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Well, somehow this guy found out and he got pissed. And he calls Russ.
Hey, your guy's making fun of the way I say car. Car, car. I don't like that. Hey. I'm going to pull my advertising.
So this guy's threatening. This baby is going to pull his advertising over this bit. And Greg was not too pleased at all. I remember he was very, very upset at me about this. No, I got to go clean up because Russ didn't want me to go. He wanted Greg to go. They got to go drive to this fucking baby's business and talk to him and make him feel better. And he's all butthurt. Whatever. And that was it. I never heard another word of it. They ended up fixing it. Well, so 2 weeks ago, I am at the basketball game doing my thing. Now, when you're doing these basketball games, you cannot take your eyes off the court. You cannot take your eye off where the ball is going. Corey asks, wait, it wasn't even on the air? No, it was. Why are you so stupid that you can't follow along with the goddamn story? I just said the commercial ends, Greg starts talking, and I start going, hur, 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 hur. I actually said that, just like that. Will you please just fucking follow the story? I know for a fuck that I'm explaining it well. I know that so much because I'm talking. If I'm telling the story, it's perfect. If you can't follow it, you're a fucking moron. God damn it. Anyway, Becca says, I understood. Of course you did. Only an idiot like Corey doesn't. Wait, hold on. Back up. Hold on a second. Can you go over all the details again? Because I'm not following. Well, wait a minute. Was that even on the air? Or did you just think it? God damn. See what that does to the show? You feel that? That momentum stop? It's because of you. Hold on. Let me just ask a question. I'm not going to wait and let the context maybe fill in the blanks for me that I'm too stupid to figure out in the first place. Ooh, I'm Corey. I'm an idiot. Amy says, new voice unlocked.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm at the basketball game. I'm watching intently because you just can't take your eyes off anything because I have to announce it. Who scored? Who got the assist? All that shit. And I hear,
Hey, Eric. Eric.
I know that voice, but I don't know where it's from. What is it? And it's someone's behind me trying to get my attention. And typically, I'll like look over my shoulder when there's a second. So I look over and I see a white-haired man. I don't know who the fuck he is, but I know that voice from somewhere. And I go, hey, and then look back, start following the game. Guy's gone. Turns out, though, that there's like a little suite right behind where I'm at, and he's there. Center court suite, the whole family is with him. They all got snacks, food, drinks. And it's this guy who, this John Flickema, Kerr guy. And so halftime comes. I get up to take a leak. I get up, and then this guy gets up, and he looks right at me. He goes, hey, Eric. I go, and I don't know who it is yet. I go, hello.
John Flickema from Van Andel and Flickema. How are you?
And right away, I'm like, hold on a second here. Why are you, if I'm you and I pissed you off and they had to go ahead and talk you back onto the radio station, why are you now approaching me to, introduce yourself? You don't like me, but I guess he does. And he does because he listens. He's old. He's like 99 years old. He listens to the oldie station that I'm on, Big 101.3. So I'm playing like, you know, America and fucking Motown shit. Well, he's like a fan. And I'm like, oh, you're the guy.
Hey, I'd listen to you on Big 101.3 when I'm driving around in my car. When I'm going far in my car, I'm listening to you on Big 101.3.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I go, oh, God. No, all I got to do is take a pee. I go, John. Oh, yes. Hey, how are you, buddy? My God, yeah, how you been? I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? And so he does the selfie thing, does a picture and all that shit. And then this ends. And then I'm walking away and I'm like, he's got to be fucking with me, right? He's got to be fucking with me, making it so that as I walk away now, the gears are spinning in my head about this meetup. Because as that's unfolding, I go, so I got to make some small talk. I go, you got out of the game. You sold your dealership, right? And he goes, first fucking yes, I go, oh, you don't say. Wow. Okay, well, see you later, buddy. I gotta go. And that was it. Holy shit. Let's see. lot of people making fun of Corey. Matt says he knew you would dickhead double down and he can get you fired again. Oh, probably. But at this point, I don't have enough skin in the game to even be worried about it. You know, I mean, like, if I get fired because of that scenario, I'll be like, thank God. One less thing to worry about. Amy says, hey, Corey, can you ask if the guy Easy's talking to is still alive today? I may have missed that point, LOL. Yoda World says people trying to kick you and then wanting to shake hands afterwards is definitely a thing. Chris in Buffalo says, I fucking love radio war stories. Chris says, did he say sorry for being fussy? Tyler says, I like to think he introduces himself, John Flickama, from formerly Van Andel and Flickama Jeep. So that was kind of like a weird thing to have that interaction. I still can't figure out why he would do that. Other than he likes the radio station I'm on now, or he's just being a dick. Tyler says, I vaguely recall his commercials and mocking how he'd say .com and .com when saying their website. But from the ashes we shall rise. So podcastversary is on Monday. 6 years. Which, that mark, 6 years, that is now more than half of the time that I was on the radio on GRD. I was on the radio on GRD for 11 years, 8 months. So 6 months is more than half of that time. When we get to 12 years of podcasting, then I'll be like, wow, this already, the podcast is the second longest running thing I've ever done. The most is my 11 years, 8 months at GRD. And then this is second. All right. Adam says, young Adam Schwab says, he probably was not really mad. Greg and that wuss boss, Russ, were making much ado about nothing. Now, that is entirely possible because that happened a lot. When I got in trouble for making fun of the Deltaplex, Russ was furious, and I go, well, let me just call Joel. I know Joel. Let me call Joel and smooth it over. He says, no, you will not. He doesn't want to talk to you. Everything will be ruined if you talk to Joel. Well, then I get fired. Weeks later, I talk to Joel. And I go, so where were you in all this? He goes, I wanted to call you. Would that have smoothed things over? He goes, oh, yeah, of course it would have. I'm reasonable. I go, well, they told me that I couldn't talk to you, that you didn't want to talk to me because I never said anything like that. That never happened. No, I would have. Cast this all away had you called me. So then I'm like, okay, well, if that's off the books, that means it's just between me and them. Town Square. They don't, it's not about that they're mad at me because Russ is mad, Joel is mad. Joel's not even mad. They're just looking at this as an opportunity to fucking cut me loose. Nobody likes me. I'm not the easiest. That's one thing I've always maintained. I, in workplace settings, I'm like, oh boy. Sometimes I struggle. Just because I always call people out for being stupid. And people don't like that. I was like, well, fucking don't be stupid. Do a better job. Don't be shitty. David says there was a conspiracy to get you fired. Without a doubt now. I mean, I look at then Greg talking to fuckface Greg and him saying, well, you know, there's just a lot more there. It's been a dark cloud in the studio for a while because of you. It hurts me. So what a pussy. It's a piece of shit. All right. But so much has happened since that. I'm still here doing the same goddamn thing. All right. That show, everybody's been divorced and remarried. People have been fired. The show is completely pussified and shitty. I would say I'm coming out on top. And they're in an industry that is dying, is near death now. I'll take it. I will take it. Now, I regularly get people in the radio industry reaching out to me saying, hey, how do I do it? Okay, well, you do know how to do it. You just have to work. Aram says, I don't know why the contract would allow the radio station to fire an owner of Dainty Hunchback. Well, how that went was I was getting fired. And I even was like, well, they can't fire me from Dainty Hunchback. And Greg was like, well, that's true, but this is not going to work. Would you just accept this? A buyout. And I said, okay, you're right. And they wrote me a check. And the check was for $110,000, which meant I got to double dip for a year. I was like, okay, I'll take it. Good enough. I can land on my feet. We'll figure something out. And that was it. That's how we parted ways. Chris says, fuck him and the horse that Greg rode his dick on. Well, anyway. I don't even know what Fireversary is for the Freebird and Otwing show. Like, I don't remember the date. I know it was February of the year 2016. So if you were to look at President's Day 2016, the Friday before that, I got fired. And that might be the 12th. I think it's the 12th of February. And then they announced it on the 16th. Excuse me. Chris says, you were ahead of the curve with podcasting, not by choice, LOL, but it worked out. Gonna wear my OG shirt today. God bless. Aram says EZ could still be collecting a paycheck from Dainty Hunchback. Like if I agreed to not leave. I probably would have gotten sued somehow. All right. Off and running on this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. There is a nice degree of tightness in my chest. Oh, my God. Push-ups and pull-ups yesterday on the P90X. And that's really a great feeling when you just have a slight degree of tightness. And the thing about the workouts is now, because there's two rounds of it in this particular workout. The first round of push-ups, boy, did I feel strong. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking getting stronger. And then the second round, oh, did I hit a wall. Oh, my God. And I think I did it as far as I possibly could. And but just loving that. If you ever get the chance, I highly recommend that. It's going to take anywhere from an hour to 90 minutes a day. But if you can manage to put in that time and follow along and stick with their diet plan that they offer you, basically they just tell you what to do. I can't stress enough how effective this is. It's very, very good. If you can make that time, not everybody can. They even shortened it, which I didn't have as much luck with the shortened one. I mean, I did, but not nearly as good as the first one. Oh. And honestly, you need very little weights. It's a lot of body movements. You might need some dumbbells here and there or some of those resistance bands. Those work great. Piano Finger Banger says, what happened to Pump and Iron with Team Knuckle Dragger? Well, that was fine, but this is much better. That is a good thing, too, but I like doing it at home for now. And, staying focused on it that way. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll do for sure. Want to say thank you to anybody who's watching the show on Facebook right now. Keep in mind that the rest of the show is available on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. It's uninterrupted every day on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you want to drop me a line, get acquainted or reacquainted, by all means, don't be shy. One of the one drawbacks of working from home is I don't get to see people a lot. I love the interaction. And that works. Or just whatever, on social media, you can find me there too. So thank you. And as you know, a Patreon podcast is every day. Totally different platform, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I just posted the latest editions of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And who are these free beers? Featuring the first ever free beer holiday Frakens. Damn it. Free beer holiday Frakens fake sniffle supercut. On the holiday break-ins, free beer has a tendency to just act like he's crying. He's not. It's all theater. And I exposed that on the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? You can get a free 7 days by signing up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days, put in a credit card form payment, and just cancel it right after, and you will get the 7 days free. It's that simple. After you cancel it, you still get the 7 days. Then once the 7 days hits, you can go ahead and enable your credit card if you want to keep it going. $5 a month or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. All right. I've now kicked out the Facebook crew. That's all right. It's just us now. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. In the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Great place to get your car repaired. All makes and models, EVs, hybrids, you name it, of cars. Jacqueline has her car there now. It might be fixed by now. She dropped it off at the beginning of the week. She has some brake issues. I said to her, because she dropped it off, and I go, now, just be warned. That's an older car. You need brakes, but they're going to tell you everything you need. Now, some of the things are like, you should get this taken care of soon. You really need to get this taken care of soon, or you have to get this taken care of soon. Not everything falls under that, the super pressing. So the number you see is going to be everything that's wrong with the car, because they could do a fine inspection of every single thing, every working system, every plug, every cord, every fluid, every working moving part is examined. So they're going to tell you the price to fix the whole car. Do what you can. And if they say this has to be fixed, I would take them up on that. And she's like, well, I go, well, I know what you're thinking. Is it worth it? And, you know, I think you ask them that question. Like, that particular car is a good running car. And so it might be worth it, but it might not. Like, you have a case with, like, Madison's car. That just wasn't worth it. Ditch the car and get another car. You're better off getting a new car. They'll tell you that. That's how they roll at Irvine. 616-532-6600. Oh, and they gave Jackie a loaner car so she can get to and from work without any interruptions. Thank you to A&E Heating and Cooling, online at aeheatingcooling.net. By the way, I feel like I'm losing my voice. 616-516-8579 for Joe Martinez and the crew over there. If you need a new furnace, call on A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Amy says, Steve at Irvine's is really good at telling you what you really need and what can wait. That is true. Amanda is saying she wants to get in on the Fat-a-thon with Jeremy and Kenny. She provides an update. And it's, so since I'm on vacation this week, I'm finishing up the junk food in my house. So I picture you like rampaging through it, like just, Teddy Grahams, oh my God, candy, I'll email my starting weight Monday morning before I leave for work. And Kenny took the words out of my mouth. He says, finishing up should mean throwing it in the garbage. Yeah, you should. But you're pretty dumb, so you won't. I can't believe you just admitted that. Just throw it away. Spend the next 3 days preparing for Monday. Don't eat like an asshole. And then, yeah, I know you paid for it. Throw it away. God, you're dense. Fuck. This is not going to work. If leading up to it, you announce that you're eating everything in sight. Kenny says, so you paid to add more fat before you try and lose fat. If Kenny is challenging your logic, you know you're retarded. How dumb are you? She's trying to justify it by saying, I bought it a while ago. It doesn't matter. If this is your what you're focused on, cost of shitty food that you bought. Holy fuck. Tyler says it either goes in the trash or it goes on your body. Why would you do this? Amanda, never forget the fact that you're dumb. Okay? This is ridiculous. Do something smart and throw that shit away, you moron. God. And don't listen to Tofus. He's a fat fuck, too. He says it kind of does matter if you bought it before you decided to make a change. Everything is expensive. Throw it out, you idiot. My God. Kenny says, my oldest daughter is going to the gym every night at midnight and has lost 30 pounds in the past month. She's killing it and inspiring me to do better. She threw away all her junk food and she's broke. Amanda says, the box of white chocolate covered Oreos was $4. You're just dumb. Just throw it away. Oh, boy. Getting a phone call right now from the one of the staff of the radio station. I think they don't realize that I do this podcast. It usually means something serious if they're calling me. I'm not picking it up. Anyway, just stop being stupid and prepare yourself for Monday. Look, she's still... Hey, I got a cinnamon roll left from the Meyer Bakery. Oh, this is not going to work. You are going to fail. Nick says, it's like a person with cirrhosis thinking they need that case of beer. Holy shit. You've got to get your shit together, woman. I don't even know if I... Listen, if I start to even detect any of your bullshit, okay, that's it. You're out. And that goes for Jeremy and Kenny, too. If I start to sense bullshit, like Kenny's been feeding me some bullshit for a little bit, and I've been letting it go, but I'm not going to let it go anymore. You know? You can't tell me, I mean, the whole business of, yeah, hey, but I have been fasting. Well, yeah, it's one thing to fast, Kenny, but then in the hours that you're eating food, you're just shoving everything in your fucking face. That's not going to work. So quit it. So you're not a whole lot better. You seriously. Kenny says, what the fuck, man? Being sick for most of November messed me up. Yeah, you do understand that was like a quarter of a year ago. That's it. That's bullshit. It's such an excuse. Anyway. Yeah, Kenny says, that was November. That was a month ago. So November, December, January. 3 months ago. Wow. All right, that's enough talking to you fat fucks. Jeremy's the only one who hasn't fucking said anything stupid. I'm going to start to get really mean with you slobs. Good God. All right. That's all I got for that. I actually have one more sponsor I want to talk about. That is TC Paintball. Thank you to Rick over at TC. I'm going to give him a call in a minute. He's online at tcpaintballgr.com. I was just talking with Stevie, Linda, and Maureen, and they said, we got to hear from Rick. It's been a while. So I'm gonna give him a call. TC Paintball, book a paintball event today. tcpaintballgr.com is the place, the paintball destination in West Michigan. See if I can get this dumbass on here.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying...
I haven't been able to talk to Rick in forever. You guys probably scared him away with all of your lies. Chris says, EZ, do you still work at Bosco's? I think so. I got a text message. Let's see. I got a text message from Dougie, and he wrote, hey, man, can you work today, like today, for lunch or Saturday? And I can't do it. So I guess I still do. I hadn't heard from him in a while. But, yeah. Rick says, sorry, you always hit me when I have my hands full. Yeah, maybe we'll check back in with Rick. I know that Maureen definitely wants to hear from him. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. My voice is killing me right now. And I will be back after this short break. So just hang there. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.